Mike, we gotta get this machine cranked up to play a record on our show.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. The electricity, it doesn't work at the station now, but it doesn't matter for us. Here we go. Come on, baby. All right. I don't think I even had time to tighten up the thumb screw on that needle to start this record. We were a little harried getting going here.
I didn't even have time to brush my teeth. Luckily, it's radio.
Well, exactly. Who cares what you smell like? It's not smell-o-vision or television. We're all audio. We're sound. We're here on the Ragged Antique Phonograph Music Program. We are back again with another program.
Welcome. I'm Mike the Barber.
And I'm Phonograph DJ Mac. Here spinning you some 78s and bringing you other vintage music in this next hour. We started off there with a tune, Everything is Hotsy Totsy Now by the Southampton Society Orchestra.
A little ironic with the weather that we're having.
Yeah, we're a little thrown by the not having so much snow.
Yeah. I like that version. That was a nice instrumental version. I'm used to the Vernon Dalhart. Dalhart being the granddaddy of country tunes, had a nice vocal refrain on a version that he did of that tune, Everything is Hotsy Totsy Now, and that's the one I was used to. I don't even know if I've heard the Society Orchestra's version of that one. It's pretty good. It was on a Perfect label, and Perfect indeed. It was actually, you could see that record on Mac's Phonograph. Phonograph DJ Mac, and you could see he's a disc head.
Oh yeah, we just put that picture up on our Instagram feed.
Yes.
My Instagram is Phonograph DJ Mac,
and I'm Mike Will Cut You. There's so many. We have so many names, so many aliases.
I know. I like it that way.
So many AKAs.
So I use it for certain things. I don't want people to exactly know who or what I am.
Right. So what are we doing next?
Do you know Jack Smith, the whispering baritone?
The whispering baritone, Jack Smith. Now I do.
Oh, man, he's really good. Let's see. I don't know if I should play you. I'm knee-deep in deep. Oh, I think Cecilia is his big one.
Okay.
Cecilia is one of his big ones. One of the first guys to really, this is an early electric, one of the first guys to really realize, hey, I don't have to be going, everybody's got to do what you do. I can be going like this,
right,
close to the microphone,
right,
'cause people can hear me now.
He crooned. He made...
He's a whisperer.
He's a whisperer.
He's like literally almost is whispering his voice, and it's really great.
Yeah, he's saying, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whispering Jack
also Smith. Did a good version of Stumbling.
Right.
He did a bunch of songs.
Let's hear him do this one, Cecilia.
Little over sweet 16, but the cutest flapper that you've ever seen. When the fellows pass her by, she will always wink her eye. And when she talks to them, when she walks with them, this is what they all cry. Does your mother know you're out to Cecilia? Does she know that I'm about to steal you? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine. Now many funny things occur, and while the boys are courting her, you see, I refer to one case in particular. It seems that she went with a boy named Joe, who was always lisping so, and when he'd ask this miss for a little kiss, it would sound just like this. Does your mother know that you're out, Cecilia? And does he know that I'm about to steal you, Cecilia? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me that you and I should get together. And how about a little kiss, Cecilia? Cecilia, just a kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you will be mine. And does your mother know that you're out, Cecilia? And does she know that I'm about to steal you, Cecilia? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together. How about a little kiss, Cecilia? Just a kiss you'll never miss, Cecilia. Why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine.
That was Whispering Jack Smith with Cecilia in all his crooning glory. I mean, it's interesting. Was the chicken came first or the egg that came first? Did he come first or did Electric Recordings, usher in his style of singing? Was he actually singing like that and he was just sitting around waiting for someone to invent the microphone?
I wonder, because I've never heard any of his acoustic recordings.
Right.
And you couldn't have done that.
No.
In an acoustic recording situation.
No.
So, we know there were definitely, it was the birth of the crooners with the microphone.
Absolutely.
And so maybe so. He had his style. I don't know the chronology of live performances, when singers started to have microphones for live performances.
Right.
As compared to recording.
Well, let's take Rudy Valley for a second. He's singing with a megaphone, pre-microphone, but then...
Right.
Totally works with the microphone as well.
Yeah.
And goes into the electric so easily. So I guess that's why they kind of needed that.
They certainly couldn't have a recording career without the microphone. So,
correct.
You know, that had to come along before that. And hey, it's like that with a lot of things. You do something in your life, and time catches up with you.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, I'm waiting for opportunity to knock at my door.
I'm waiting. I'm afraid I'm going to wither and die, and be a pile of dust when it gets there.
You got a head start on me. Is that, I don't know if that's, are you in the lead or am I in the lead?
I don't know.
It's an even race. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Next we're going to hear, what are we going to hear? Oh, yeah.
The Whitney Brothers Quartet.
Yes, I know you like those quartets.
I do.
I don't know if you've ever heard these guys before.
Have you?
No, I'm familiar with the song, though.
Yes.
If it's the old Sally in Our Alley.
Yeah, it is that one. And just another version of it. What year is this one from? 16401, probably about 1912 or something.
Yeah. Just on the cusp of the Titanic.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to say with that Whistling Jack Smith song.
Yeah.
He was making kind of fun of the suitor who had a speech impediment.
Oh.
And we at FMU and at the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program do not condone any kind of fun making of anyone with speech impediments.
Right.
It's the reflection of the attitude of the record, not ours.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give that disclaimer.
Whitney Brothers Quartet with Sally in Our Alley, a tune that goes back to the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
And they played it pretty mellow.
Yeah, it's definitely a...
not a lot of surprises or dips in their
The backside is by Elizabeth Wheeler, who's a semi-religious, so they didn't want to do anything too exciting to excite the ministers.
Right, right. They played it cool.
Nothing like that. And you certainly wouldn't find this next record in any minister's house.
No.
Blasphemy! We're going to hear a version of Fats Waller's, one of his biggest hits, Ain't Misbehavin'.
Right.
This is by a band called the Dixie Rag Pickers. Foxtrot with vocal chorus on the Grey Gull label, which was a cheap dime store label. And you like the other side of this, Mike. This relates to you. I can't sleep in the movies anymore.
Yeah, that's what they had to come out with once the movies began to talk.
Right.
Right.
But anyway, we're going to hear this version of Ain't Misbehavin' with a vocal chorus. I haven't listened to this record in a long time. I think it might be someone we might know doing one of these vocal choruses, because the Grey Gull Orchestra was just an amalgamation of singers and people they could pick up. But let's see how this record is. I haven't listened to it in a long time. Great song.
Let's hear it. The Dixie Rag Pickers with Ain't Misbehavin' from the Grey Gull label. And, Mac, you were speculating that might have been Arthur Fields.
Yeah, it sounded like him almost trying to disguise his voice.
Yeah, he was leaning into Irving Kaufman's nasality.
Yeah, it could have been either of them, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Dixie, what's this called? The Dixie Pickers?
Rag Pickers.
Yeah, they put a banjo in there. It's some sweet orchestra. Throw a banjo in there. Now we're the Dixie Sweet Pickers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program here on WFMU. DJ Mac and Mike the Barber coming to you every Tuesday evening, bringing you these original 78s on an original hand crank machine and so much more.
All right. So, Mike, what do you got?
I got one that I've never, ever played before in my compared to you short seven-year radio career.
All right.
It's by Laura Smith, and it's one I found here. at the FMU studios that I came across because the library is so fantastic. And this one's from 1927. It was originally done for the Pathé label. Not a lot is known. Are you familiar with Laura Smith? Because I didn't know
not
too much about her. She was a short-lived blues singer that really only had about a 3.5-year career. And 1927 was the end of it. And that's the one that this tune's from. And it's a total blues number if you listen to the lyrics. But if you listen to the melody, it's so melodic. So it's contrary to what she's singing about, which is just awfully depressing. So I found it interesting, and I want to play this tune for you. I'm not even going to tell you the title. Just take a good listen.
I want to die till I die. Cause my heart is busted, I'm a most disgusted child. Goodbye. I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling bad. I believe I'm going mad. I'm burning and freezing. Here is the reason why. My man ran away with somebody else. I'm gonna kill myself. Short as I and buckled nuts, I'm gonna kill myself. While I was bragging about my man being so nice and sweet, he packed my things in a flower bell and threw them out in the street. I ain't gonna fight, but he didn't do right, and I'm dissatisfied. I ain't gonna rave or be his slave, I'm gonna sue his sign. Now I'd run in front of an automobile, but I might get hurt by one of those wheels, so I'll just slip down on a banana peel. I'm gonna kill myself. Now my man ran away with somebody else, I'm gonna kill myself. Sure as lard and buttermilk, I'm gonna kill myself. Now he asked me for 15 cents. I thought he acted strange. And I gave him my last quarter, and he ran off with a chain. Now I ain't gonna fight, but he didn't do right, and I'm dissatisfied. I ain't gonna rave, and I won't be a slave. I'm gonna suicide. Now I jump into the river, but the shark might see. That's too much water to drink indeed. I'll eat some plums and swallow the sea. I'm gonna kill myself.
Laura Smith with I'm Gonna Kill Myself.
Wow.
From 1927. Have you ever heard anything like that from 1927?
Not that intense. I mean, there's plenty of... What is it with the Smith ladies? Clara Smith is doing all these moaning songs. And then Trixie Smith. Bessie Smith.
Maybe they weren't even... Maybe it was like the Ramones. They weren't even really named Smith. They just like, oh, singing blues, you got to switch it to Smith.
Man.
It was heavy.
But that song was really, I'd never heard anything like that.
Yeah. And it's just, it sounds like just guitar and piano.
Mm-hmm.
And man, but it's just so catchy at the same time that it's bittersweet. So
celebrate your melancholia.
Yeah. Really leaning hard into
it. Sing it out.
All right, let's go to, what do you got next, Ms. Farrell?
Oh, something much lighter.
I'm familiar with Marguerite Farrell.
Okay. Are you? Because I don't know much about her. I only have a couple of her records.
I know in 1916 she did that comedic song, If I Knock the L Out of Kelly.
So she did a version of that.
Yeah.
Because I know that Mae Irwin did a version of that,
I
think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or maybe it's the Nora Bay version.
Okay. Yeah, she had, that was one of her popular ones from that year. But this one I think is from a show called, it was a production Show of Wonders.
Right. From the Winter Garden Theater.
Right.
And the tune is called Naughty, Naughty, Naughty.
I'm worried to think of
clock sign is, because you're naughty, naughty.
Naughty, because she probably tried to. He probably tried to give her a kiss.
Tried, but she, failed.
He was naughty.
Marguerite Farrell was born back in 1888. Her recording career started in late 1915, and that was her with Naughty, Naughty, Naughty.
All right.
So,
What's next?
Well, if you're just tuning in, if you're confused, this is the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program with your hosts, DJ Mac and Mike the Barber, bringing you this old-time music every Tuesday evening, combining the efforts to create a super duo.
Oh, yeah. Super duo of vintage sounds. That's what we're bringing. What do you think is the latest record we ever play? Maybe like 1930-something.
Probably, yeah. I don't think I've gone into the 40s. This is a 30s one. This is an early 30s one, kind of appropriate with the weather. I don't know about everyone else out there. Well, locally, at least, that was kind of bouncing around because of the wind. But this one's from 33. It's a Brunswick label. Bing Crosby sang it, but I'm not going to do that version. It's a little more of an obscure one written by Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow. Here's Anson Weeks and his orchestra with Buckin' the Wind.
I'm holding my ground, for I'm bucking the wind. I'll battle any opposition. A smile will be my ammunition. And even when it gets too stormy, they'll never floor me. Skies may scowl and hurricanes howl, but I'm bucking the wind. Blows that flaunt me never could daunt me. I've laughed and I've grinned.
Every gale that's blowing may start your dream boat going. You'll come through if you'll keep bucking the wind.
That was Waring's Pennsylvanians version of Button Up Your Overcoat from the year of 1929, also from the musical the same year, entitled Follow Through. Then we heard Anson Weeks with Buck in the Wind in 33 on the Brunswick label.
Very nice, Mike.
Thank you.
So I pulled out a few ethnic sort of records from the phonograph era. The thing about ethnic music was sometimes it was pretty authentic and fed the immigrants' desires to have music of the old country listened to. And other times, it was sort of the homogenized version that was fed to folks to make people think that this was kind of ethnic, when actually it was just some kind of instrument playing the part of it.
Right, because they would have no clue what the authentic version would be anyway.
Sometimes they would, because they'd bring in the right people. Other times, they're just thinking, oh...
But I mean, well, the listeners, so, I mean, the buyers, they didn't know. If they were living in New York, were they going to know what,
right.
You know, the sounds of Hawaii?
But I think a lot of the ethnic music was meant for the ethnic group. So if you were selling a Polish
right.
Gypsy record, Polish gypsies who are living in America are probably going to buy it, living in the Lower East Side.
True.
So we're going to hear first an example of what I think is a very authentic and wonderful record by a Jewish violinist, Oscar Zengut. I don't know much about him, but he seems to be cited as one of the original great Jewish violinists and being at the roots of klezmer for this performance. This performance is really filled with passion. It really inspires me. So this is a two-part record. We're going to hear just part one, but it's a really fantastic performance. Part one. We're going to leave everyone hanging, I think.
Yeah. Like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like a Jewish cliffhanger. That was great. Oscar Zengut.
Yes. Part of a... I seem to have acquired a whole bunch of Yiddish records.
Yeah? Any vocals or just instrumentals?
Oh, definitely vocals. Lots of vocals. I'll bring some of those. I was looking at some of those today. I'm thinking I was going to bring one, but I didn't. I'm going to bring some of that Yiddish stuff. Because... you can interpret it for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to go back to my Hebrew school books and see if I could decipher anything. We're going to jump to a Helen Louise and Frank Ferreira.
Right. So now this is the opposite of what I was describing before. This is more of give them some guitars and do a little slide guitar and make everyone think, oh, this is what Hawaiian music sounds like.
Right.
When Hawaiian music was the big trend. There were some actually really good Hawaiian bands coming out, like Toots Paka's Hawaiians did some real good authentic Hawaiian music. But this stuff was just give them some slide guitars and we'll do a tune called Everybody Hula.
Right.
And then this is what we'll let everyone know this is what Hawaiian music is like. Everybody, this is what Hawaiian music is like. Here we go.
All of the time in the tropical climate where they do that hula hula dance, I fell in love with the tropical dumb one, learning a funny, funny dance. This fool little kid, why she never did a bit of loving before. So I made up my mind that I struck a fine to all the girls at their adore. I love being in love with a hula girl.
She's the kind of kid to wiggle.
A hula girl.
She sure make you giggle.
A hula girl.
With a little wiggle.
Someday I'm going to try to make this hula hula girl of mine. Girl of mine. All the while I'm dreaming about my hopper holly hula girl. I love a pretty little hopper holly hula girl.
She's the kind of kid to wiggle.
A hula girl.
She sure make you giggle.
A hula girl.
With a little wiggle.
Someday I'm going to try to make this hopper holly girl of mine. Girl of mine. All the while I'm dreaming about my hopper holly hula girl.
Out on a beach with a dear little peach while the waves are rolling in so high. Holding her hand while we sit on a sand, you promise to win her heart or die. You started to tease, you give her a squeeze, her heart is all in the whirl. If you get in a pinch, go to it's a cinch while spooning with this hula girl.
I love being a little hopper hollering a hula girl.
She's the kind of kid to wiggle.
A hula girl.
Make a giggle.
A hula girl.
With a little wiggle.
Someday I'm going to try to make this hula hula girl of mine. Girl of mine. All the while I'm dreaming about my hopper hollering hula girl.
And they keep to wiggle.
A hula girl.
She sure make a giggle.
A hula girl.
With a little wiggle.
Someday I'm going to try to make this hula hula girl of mine. Girl of mine. All the while I'm dreaming about my hopper holly hula girl.
Kalama's Quartet with Hopper Hula Hula Girl.
Nice.
That was actually authentic.
Well, kind of.
I'm doubling up. I'm checking my stats. They were, it was one of the most beautiful Hawaiian music ever recorded from the years 27 to 32. They featured one of the only ones to feature two acoustic steel guitars in their quartet.
It sounded like they were trying to westernize it a little bit. I mean, It's different from the real authentic Hawaiian music that I've heard. They're trying to be a little poppy with it, you know, with writing that tune. They may be a Hawaiian.
Yes.
But it's, you know...
But so, it's sellable to the mainstream.
Right, because when Hawaii was becoming a state, it was a rage. It was becoming a fashion thing. It was being reflected in clothes and music. So we were westernizing it, and they wanted to be westernized, too. So their bands are coming out like, hey, let's use our instruments and write a pop song that's going to, you know, wiki-wacky hookah hookah.
Right, they're leaning into themselves the way, like, Harry Lauder did to a stereotypical Scottishman. Yes.
Right. They want us, let's give them something and a little more of what they want.
Right. Just amp it up.
Yep.
So what do you got for us?
We got now the Place Mandolin Quartets. This is kind of I think it's an Italian thing, Allegro Vivo. Yeah, it's a little bit of a mandolin piece. Right. I don't have any mandolin quartet records. I have some solos.
Yeah.
But let's hear this. Thank you.
I always need a good mandolin on my Tuesday nights in quartet form.
Yeah. Pleasant little record. And that was, I think, a nice bit of authentic ethnic mandolin Italian playing there.
Yeah. You could tell a little more when it's just kind of straight and forward.
Lovely little record.
Yeah. Let's go to 1928 now. Eddie South and his Alabamians. And just I don't even need to use words. The record speaks for itself. That's what I call keen.
Get the wires fixed. Is that you, dear? piece of somehow. I'm waiting and I want your answer now. Is there still room for me beneath the old apple tree where there once was a bench for two? Oh, that bench wasn't long and you know it wasn't strong when I sat there with you. I've got fare back to Maine and I'll jump on a train if your heart beats as fond and as true. Is there still room for me beneath the old apple tree? If there is, I'll come back to you.
Albert Campbell and Henry Burr.
Right. Those guys did a lot of singing together in quartets and on their own, and one of the big, two of the big Victor artists.
Oh, yeah. Is there still room for me beneath the old apple tree? The endless question.
All right, Mike. Well, that's going to about do it for us for this week. We had a good variety of music here going on.
Oh, yeah.
From death blues to fake Hawaiian. Boy, we cover a lot of stuff.
It was a nice mix this evening. What can I say? Enjoy it every week, every Tuesday. We'll be back next week.
That's right. And if you have any questions or comments for us, you can always check out the archives or send us a message to mac@wfmu.org.
Or mike@mikewillcutyou.com.
And we'll be back next week with more stuff. Until then, you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Ta-ta.
Let me stay 1 hour with you. Thank you.
Thank you.